Thank you for taking some time calling from Toronto, I believe it is. Sean, thanks for joining us this morning, sir.
Morning. How are you, my friend?
I am doing quite well, man. I am so excited for you guys. You know, I've been effusive about it. I've told you personally. I've said it on social media. Sean, you and Yvonne, the co-parenting, the parenting you did, you've done for your sons, you know, the way you lead your family, I'm so proud of what you do. And I, first of all, just congratulations. Then I want to get your thoughts on this experience. But congratulations to you, man, and I'm proud of what y'all did.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. My family appreciates it.
No doubt. Brother, man, listen, talk about it, man. Leading up to it, just first of all, if I just say, Sean, tell me your takeaway from the whole draft situation. What would your first comments be about it?
The experience itself, man, was just an incredible feeling just to see my son's name or hear and see my son's name being called. And seeing the expression on his face, of course, we got picked at 9. We were looking at 11 or 12. Right. So when the 9 came in with Toronto, man, we were really overwhelmed. Colin was really excited. He said a four-letter expletive that people didn't understand what it was about.
Right.
But it was the excitement of, I can't believe I got picked this early.
Yeah.
A team that I wanted to go play for.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I saw people in the media trying to take it some kind of way, but he did a good job explaining himself. And those who are smart understand it, man. You're 19, 20 years old. You get picked 9, and you didn't even expect it, and your dreams just came true like 1 second ago. Anything might come out your mouth.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're all around, man. I'm very excited to be here in Toronto.
Yeah, no doubt. So let me ask you, I said it to my audience earlier, and I think you may have shared it with me, and I know I saw some things on social media. How quick did y'all get to Toronto after the draft?
We came the next morning. We actually flew up here. They flew us up here at, I want to say we got on the plane at 1 o'clock that night. We got to Toronto maybe 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got out there and started working. He was already, he went right to the court, right?
He was on the court at 7 a.m.
I saw the video. Yeah, he was doing work. To the left hand. I saw the left hand floater. I saw the three ball. I saw him pick and roll. I said, that's my guy. I've been seeing that since AC Floor.
Absolutely, man. Coach Darko has a lot, have a plan for him to get him where he needs to be.
Yeah.
And he's already into his second workout for the Raptors so far, so.
Oh, man. So he's excited, man. So you guys are over Toronto now. You guys, how you guys like the city so far?
Love it. Now, when we got here, I don't remember what day it is because we've been rolling so strong for the last 7 days.
Yeah.
But when we got here, the morning it was freezing.
Really?
It was probably 45 degrees when we got off the plane. But it warmed up. But right now the weather's perfect. Beautiful. The people are very nice. They welcomed us with open arms, man. It's just been a great experience so far.
So listen, get down to the nuts and bolts, and I'll get back to basketball in a minute. I won't keep you long, but now we got to find a place for young Colin to live. Did they help him with arrangements of that, or you got to go find him a spot to dig in for the season?
We have a meeting with a realtor today at 2 o'clock.
Wow.
So we'll find him a place today.
Wow.
Because Yvonne and I, we're going back to Columbia tomorrow.
Okay.
We got to get back on our lives. But,
absolutely.
Colin, of course, has a really hectic schedule coming up. He will be here in Toronto until Tuesday. We may get to see him at home for a couple of days after that, but he has got to get to Las Vegas on the 10th for summer league.
That's right. Summer league. Absolutely. I forgot about that. So it's right to it, man. It's like, you know, literally boots on the ground, sneakers on the ground, because he's got to get ready. That summer league is becoming more and more of a thing now because it's getting, you know, so televised and people are really using it to gauge, you know, how they're going to, you know, project these prospects going into their rookie season. So I'm excited for Kyler. I know he is as well. And last thing, I'm going to let you get out here in a minute, but talk about a little bit about when you say you expected 10 to 12, going to Toronto, he liked Toronto from the very beginning. I heard him say that. So what was it about Toronto that he liked so much when he first met with them?
Honestly, I think it was the staff,
okay,
how they welcomed him. He had great interviews with them. The workout was excellent. You know, he did what they said he couldn't do as far as shooting the three. He did that in his workout. You know, they just didn't put a whole lot of pressure on him to perform well, and he did perform well for him, and he just felt at home. He didn't want to work out for another team after Toronto, but you know, you can't do that.
Right.
unless the team said, hey, man, don't work out for nobody else. We want you right now.
Right.
You know, but they didn't say that. We had to go through this whole process. So, you know, Colin was on a plane in the city one day, on a plane that night, in the city the next day, on a plane that night. So he worked out for several teams, did mostly interviews, and several teams were very, very interested in him, even teams that we had decided we weren't going to work out for a call and wanted workouts, like Chicago Bulls. That was where we thought he was going to end up, honestly. But, of course, Toronto got the jump on them.
Yeah, so, I remember telling some people I thought the Bulls. I remember telling some people I wish the Bulls wouldn't be a bad spot either. I remember telling some friends that on draft day.
Yeah.
But I got to say this, we'll close it out with this, man. Listen, you know, I've known you for a long time. Yvonne and I made no secrets about it. We were friends. She was always that cool chick from Charleston back in college, back in the day. And I remember, I've loved y'all for a long time. I remember when she was expecting Colin. And I look back on those days, man, and from there to here, man, the way he came up, he was a ball boy. He was following around James, who's also an outstanding young man. You raised two just solid dude. If they didn't ever touch a basketball, let me give you a honest compliment. If they never touched a basketball, I'd be proud to call them nephews in my village because they're just solid dudes. They're good students. They're good kids. You raised them well. They handled themselves. They never touched a basketball. They were going to be successful anyway. But I just thank you for raising two good young gentlemen in our community, man.
Yeah. Man, while we're on I want to give a shout out to all of his village, his coaches, and his trainers.
Yes, sir.
Man, Shailen White, Jamie Watson, Marseille Brown, his high school coach, Josh Staley, the dude used to come in at 5:30 in the morning before school started and train my son to get him better in the ninth grade. Mm. Had a whole lot of faith in him, man. I can't say enough about Khadijah Sessions. She woke up a beast.
Yes.
And, man, I'm going to tell you something. We would not really be here if it wasn't for Kerry Rich.
Yes.
Kerry Rich really was behind us from the start. He got us at Carolina. Yeah. No D1 offers. No serious D1 offers.
Right.
Kerry Rich, man, when Frank Martin was there, was pushing Colin to go to the University of South Carolina. I cannot say enough about that dude. He does so much.
He does.
For the city.
He does.
He does, man. And,
yeah, he does. I'm glad you
everybody in the village.
No doubt, man. I'm proud to call that young man part of my village. I got to call his games. I cheered for him.
Yes,
I appreciate all you guys did for him. And I've been a fan for a long time. Well, now I'm a Raptors fan, and when he gets close and plays anywhere close to Charlotte or Atlanta, I'm gonna try to get over there and check him out. I can't get to Toronto, but I try to get him when he comes close and watch him play, man. I'm so proud.
Toronto is only a flight away, my brother. We might jump a hop one day and get up there.
Let me know, man. Hey, let me know. I'll get in there. I'll ride. Take a shot. Thank you for all you do, man. Awesome. You've always supported me personally and professionally as well. Thank you, brother, for all you do and all you do. Give Yvonne a hug for me. That's my homegirl from back in the day. Outstanding lawyer in the community. Y'all both are business leaders and community leaders, man. Give her a hug for me and tell James. Give James a pound for me as well. All right?
Absolutely, bro.
Thank you, Sean.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking some time this morning. Be safe.
No problem.
Yes, sir. That is my guy, Sean Boyles. I've been knowing that guy for a long time, man. He used to own a restaurant in the area way back when I was first got into radio. I was a salesperson, and he was one of my clients on the sales side of things, and ended up doing radio. He's one of my first sponsors